A forum tonight in Provo will focus on how faith and family might help LGBTQ youth. Organizers say these teens face increased risks. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jeff. Studies show teens struggling with their gender or sexual identity are more likely to face bullying, suicide, and homelessness. Tonight's community meeting starts at 6 at the Provo City Library. Organizers say they want families and faith communities to look for warning signs and learn the best ways to talk about the issues. Next Tuesday is a meeting on what schools can do. San Francisco study says LGBT youth attempt suicide 4 times more often, and if they are from a family that they see as rejecting them, they're 8 times as likely to try and take their own life. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Advocates hope to reach family and faith leaders of LGBT youth with a special meeting tonight in Provo. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the worry is that some youth may feel rejected by their family or have trouble reconciling their feelings with their faith. Studies show LGBT youth in that situation are 8 times as likely to attempt suicide. The meeting starts at 6 at the Provo City Library tonight. Next week, same time, same place, but with a focus on what schools can do about bullying. Organizers say it's tools for what to look for and what to say or not to say. The programs are being piloted in Utah County, where a large percentage of the population is religious. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio. So-